Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Hey there, sunshine. Would you agree that sometimes the best lessons we learn in life are the ones we learn the hard way? Well, Jared and I are going to be sharing with you today something we learned the hard way because we don't want you to have to learn the hard way. You can learn this from us and save yourself the agony of it. So we are going to share with you today the number one way to extend the life of your blender. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Well, hello, friend. We are so glad to have you joining us today. Jared and I are sharing with you something today that's a little painful because
it's only painful for us because we had to learn it the hard way. It won't be painful for you because you're going to learn from our mistake. That's wisdom. Learn from other people's mistakes.
I love that. That is wisdom. Oh, my word. You could not have said that better. That is just gold right there. Wisdom is learning from other people's mistakes. Be wise. Learn from this mistake so that you don't have to go through it. That's a lot of what we share. I mean, we went through a lot of things, trial and error, trying to figure it out, digging into the research, trying it out, seeing if it worked, learning a different way, looking at recipes. Oh my goodness, how many recipes I tried that were plant-based that were so bad. And I thought, is this all there is?
And that was after it made the initial filter of looking at it and just knowing, there's no flavor in that. And then we get ones that we think, okay, I mean, that maybe seems promising. And then it's just, no, it didn't bring the enjoyment.
So listen, use wisdom, get into Podcast Insider's experience at poweronplants.com/PIE. That's poweronplants.com/PIE. That's our free group. Get in there and learn from the wisdom of others. You all have things that you've gone through that are difficult and hard and you've learned the hard way. Share those things with each other. Be transparent. Learn from the things that other people are sharing that they've gone through that are difficult. It's like, look, I did this. This did not turn out so well. Any suggestions about how I could do it next time? Or I tried this appliance. It didn't work. I don't recommend it. Or, hey, I found this appliance. Absolutely love it. Like, learn from each other. But especially the hard things, be transparent. You don't have to share everything. But if you have something that you go through, like what we've gone through that we're sharing with you today, share that with each other. The course is coming up. That's going to be coming up sometime this year. We're going to be releasing our signature course and we'll have a community involved in that. It's going to be a wonderful place for you to share. If you're already inside Power on Plants Society, which is our membership, start doing more of this with each other. Why are you not sharing these things as you learn them? I know you're trying stuff that's not working. I know you're having some experiences and you're thinking, what in the world? Share that stuff with each other because that's how you're going to learn and grow and help each other along in this journey as you go. So listen, here's what happened. Here's the deal. We had one too many goopy blade. Have you ever had a goopy blade on your blender? Where the bottom of it starts getting this black goo that oozes out from it. And you think, what's it doing? Is it just shedding its oil? Is it, what is this thing doing? I mean, it's a mess. It's nasty. And then it gets to where it won't turn quite right because the oil and the things that are supposed to lubricate the blade, basically, so that it runs, it starts not running as well. It could even mess up your base over time because it's having to work harder to turn the blade because all of that lubricant is leaking out. You don't want that to happen to your blender, especially if you paid several hundred dollars for it. So we learned this lesson the hard way.
Well, we'll take you back and I'll go through step by step. Not painful details, but through little details.
I thought for sure you were going to give us the time machine sound there.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I had thought about it.
You're tempted.
I actually had thought about it.
You were tempted.
So, all right. All right, we'll go back in time a few years. And I remember this very vividly because we had, not too long before this incident, had discovered the Nutribullet.
Right.
And we thought, wow, now we did have a Vitamix, but the Nutribullet does do some things a little bit better. And we use both on a daily basis.
And look, if you're not sure about it, go and check out the episode before this because we are going to have for you information on the blenders. Okay, which blender do I buy? Do I need to buy a high-speed blender? All that's answered for you in the episode previous to this one. Go back and listen to it. You're not going to want to miss it. But Jared is making the point here, yes, of what happened with us.
We had already had a Vitamix for quite a while. We decided to get a Nutribullet and we did like it and we used it and enjoyed it. But after about 2 to 3 months, we started noticing that there was this goopy stuff on the bottom of the blade. And I'll say blade base. That's different than the motor base. So where the blade is, started getting the goopiness.
Underneath, on the bottom side.
On the
so
bottom
side. You see
side.
The blade, you flip it over on that bottom side.
And it had this black stuff.
Goo.
It's like goo. And it just then, within, I guess, about a month of that, it just stopped working very well. It was loose, and it was creating a lot of heat to it. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't working properly. And I thought, man, this thing just stinks. This is not a very good quality product. I think we may have gotten some replacement bottoms for that. Well, then we fast forward just a little bit to where we started having the same issue with our Vitamix.
With our Vitamix.
The Vitamix, yes. So I had called Vitamix because the carafe had a replaceable blade and we had purchased a new one only really because it had gotten dull. It wasn't blending as well. And this was after many years of usage. So I had replaced it. But we were doing the same thing with the Vitamix blade that we were doing unknowingly with the Nutribullet blade. Mm-hmm. So I called Vitamix and said, hey, I bought this blade only maybe 6 months ago. Is it still under warranty? To my chagrin, I found out that it was not under warranty because Vitamix does not sell their blades separately for residential use. You have to buy the carafe with the blade. That was a professional commercial use thing. So, womp, 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 there was no free replacement, but the information we gathered in that phone call was invaluable.
So worth it because it's going to help you too, not just us.
Because the woman said, are you getting the blade wet on the bottom? Obviously not the top because that's where all the food is and the liquid and anything you're making. Are you getting the bottom wet? And I said, yes, we are. She said, well, that is a problem because water is getting in where the lubricant is. It's messing it up, causing it to drain out. And then you end up where it gets loose. And sometimes, too, you can get liquid that seeps in. And I think that's what was happening with the Nutribullet. Liquid was seeping in where that little spindle is. And then that was then creating further black goo on the bottom. And so she was telling us about a carafe that they have that is actually dishwasher safe. The bottom can get wet. It's a stainless steel carafe. We use it for a lot of things as well. But she said that one is specifically designed. So if this is going to be something that'll get wet, you wash in the dishwasher or in the sink, then I recommend that one because you won't have that same problem. Mm-hmm. That was a light bulb moment. Because we realized, yes, we've been sitting these things just in our sink, and I don't think we were...
We didn't submerge them in water. No, you would never want to do that. But
we didn't do that, but...
But sometimes they would get placed into the sink, and then just the water...
And the water might build up enough to where it was hitting the bottom.
And sometimes I think even it was getting splashed quite a bit. Like, the kids would rinse it, and they might flip it over accidentally, and then just put it over there.
Right, just rinsing the whole thing under a stream of running water.
Yeah, and then the water's running heavy, and it's splashing back up out of their hand onto the bottom of it. So you have to be careful about how you wash them. It doesn't mean it has to take a long time or be difficult. But one of the best ways is just putting some water and one little drop of soap in there, putting the blade back on your carafe and running it. That is one of the best ways to get your blender clean.
Or I've even done some baking soda because that will clean it but won't leave any kind of residue. True. If you're concerned about that. We've done it both ways and both have worked just fine.
Right. So you don't need the stainless steel carafe. And actually, Vitamix is the only one I know that offers that. And I think it only fits certain models. So it does fit our model. We'll put the model that we have below so that y'all can look into that if you're looking at getting a Vitamix. But also, like I said, go back to the previous episode because we share some other blenders that we absolutely love as well. And you want to be able to check those out if you're looking at buying a blender in the near future. But when you do buy one, you don't want it to crap out on you because of something you did not knowing. We want to save you from all these things, all these mistakes, all these mindset things, and the things about your environment, and showing you like it doesn't have to take you a long time. We want to save you from hours in the kitchen, and we want to show you that it can be simple. We want to show you how to cut out those processes that take a long time, and we love showing you how to make it taste great. And all of these things together are so very important to help you to not make the mistakes that we made and that are so common when people try to adopt a plant-based lifestyle, like running your thing under the water, or even not intentionally. I mean, like I said, we weren't just running it under the water or dropping it in the dishwater. We weren't doing that. I was really trying not to get it wet, but I didn't realize how much water it was really getting and not knowing what was causing that. Well, now...
There are six of us in this house, so
right.
There may have been times it had gotten submerged we were unaware of.
This is highly likely.
Once
if you
we started,
have children, you know that's true.
Once we started instituting this one little simple strategy, the blade base that went from only lasting about 2 months went to lasting
years.
A good 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you can replace them for about $25. But if I can have that $25 investment last me 2 years, mm-hmm. I would much rather have it last me 2 years.
And you're talking about the Nutribullet?
On the Nutribullet,
right,
yes.
The Vitamix lasts longer than that. It will last you longer than that, the blade. I don't
yes.
think we're not replacing our blade every 2 years. It lasts
no.
a lot longer than that. So just keep them dry. That's your one gold nugget for today. Although we shared a lot of gold nuggets, again, we always do that. Learn from our mistakes, all of them. We share with you how to do that here inside our free community PIE. It's powerandplants.com/PIE. And we share this with you because we don't want you to have these problems. But when you get inside our communities, make sure that you're sharing this with each other. Like I said, inside the free community, share your mistakes, share the things you've learned, share the new things that you're trying that work better than the old. This is how you're going to help skyrocket each other and yourself to success, because you cannot outgive God. When you give and when you share is when you're going to get better results, because other people are going to then share in turn. And it just blesses you every time. It will never, never fail to bless you. We have loved sharing this tip with you. Let our loss and our difficulty and our struggle in all areas that we've now figured out what to do, let that be your gain. We say about our children, let our ceiling be their floor. And that's what we want for you. We want our ceiling to be your floor. We want to start you out at the place that took us a long time to get to, and then just grow together and learn together and show you all these things that you didn't even know were possible. I didn't know whole plant food could taste this good. I can't tell you how many times I hear that. I had no idea. What in the world? Why didn't somebody tell me this before? This is great. I love this way of living. That is the place you want to get to. And you do that by learning things that will help you not want to cry when you lose your favorite appliance. So we don't want you to lose your appliance. You paid good money for it. We want it to last as long as possible. And one way you do that is by keeping your blade dry on the bottom. Keep your blade dry on the bottom. We look forward to getting to know you inside our communities, inside the upcoming course. Listen, this information, when you apply it, not just learn it, but apply it, can change your life one beautiful, enjoyable day at a time. And we are so honored to be a part of your plant-based journey. Have a great day, sunshine, and we'll see you soon.